You hear Jesus healing, certainly, Peter's mother-in-law. But this, if we read carefully the gospel, this continues from last week. Remember, last week, Jesus was in the temple. He's in Capernaum at this point. And last week, he was teaching and preaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. And he had cast out a demon from an individual. And just a little backdrop. Remember, Jesus had grew up in Nazareth, and he had been there until he was about 30. And then he headed and did a lot of his preaching and teaching in the Galilee, the area of Galilee, specifically around the Sea of Galilee. And so after he kind of moved to Capernaum, and that's what we heard today in today's gospel, where Peter lived with his brother Andrew. So it said that Jesus then stayed with Peter and Andrew in Capernaum. It's kind of like his home base. So we heard that Jesus cures Peter's mother-in-law, and then he teaches and heals others in the town. And then Jesus goes early in the morning, goes to pray, and then his disciples kind of want him to stay, but then Jesus says, I need to go to the other towns and villages in the area, and I need to preach and teach and certainly to heal and cast out demons. So Jesus really, he's kind of emphasizing in one aspect that, you know, he had to get up early. He has to pray. He has to do the will of his Father in his life. He has to go about, do that to which God the Father calls him. Remember, Jesus does the will of his Father perfectly in his life. So Jesus is one who's like, hey, he's got a mission, and he has to do it. And so he's not lazy in his call to mission, call to what the Father asked him. And as I reflected on this, it seems like that's one of the things that we have to be vigilant in. And that is that we can't be lazy in our spiritual lives. It's what's called sloth. It's one of the seven deadly sins, sloth. Now, certainly, sloth can imply laziness in the physical realm. Like, you know, if I'm at home and I have chores to do, work to do in the house, meals to cook, cleaning, other things at home, maybe at work. You know, we're not supposed to be lazy in those things. But more importantly, we're not supposed to be lazy in our spiritual lives. Spiritual sloth, spiritual laziness. So it's something for us really to look at and step back. You know, am I really being vigilant and paying attention to my spiritual life? You know, am I priorities right in my life? You know, again, our soul, the salvation of our soul really is important. So that should be really up top in our lives. Like, this is important. I need to focus, certainly daily living and physical things and things. Those are important. But most especially important is our spiritual lives. Our soul is at stake. Our eternal salvation is at stake. So we better be focused on that in our lives and not get lazy, because that can happen. You know, so I think Jesus certainly shows us that. So how do we go about looking at that? How do we go about examining that? Well, one of the things is certainly to have that as a priority. And how am I following the will of the Father in my life? How am I being obedient to God in my life? If you go read St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, he talks about this in a certain sense. He says to the people of Philippi that it's great that they were obedient, basically being obedient to God, when Paul was with them. But certainly, especially, Paul says that you're supposed to be obedient when I'm not there. So they're supposed to really follow the Lord, follow the ways of the Lord, to be obedient. So that's one of the things, obviously, for us to be mindful about. Again, is to follow the ways of the Lord in our lives. Follow his will. Do what Jesus has commanded us. Do what Jesus has showed us. Then St. Paul continues. He says, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Work out your salvation in fear and trembling. So in other words, living out our faith, it takes work. It takes work. And sometimes, you know, it's like we don't necessarily want to do it. We can get lazy. So St. Paul is really encouraging us. Hey, work out your salvation. Now, again, God is the one who really saves us. It's God's grace that saves us. But we're called on our part to cooperate with that grace, to respond to God's grace. And that takes our will. We have to acknowledge and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to follow what you ask. So that's our choice. And then the fear and trembling part that he says, St. Paul says, is, you know, if the seventh, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is fear of the Lord. So when we fear the Lord, we're afraid to offend the Lord. We want to do all that God asks of us. So do we have that proper fear of the Lord in our lives? I don't want to do anything, Lord, that would hinder my relationship with you, that would cause my love for you to be diminished. So to look at that. And then the trembling part is that, you know, God is creator of everything. He holds everything in existence. He's our creator. That's in part why we come to Mass. It's just like we come to Mass, certainly in part to worship God, acknowledge his greatness and his power and how he has given all many blessings in our lives. So we acknowledge that. We're in awe. We tremble before the Lord. You know, it's like, hey, you know, so this is important for us to be mindful about, because it obviously can help us, inspire us, to move us to really look at our spiritual lives and to ask, Lord, how am I serving you? How am I living out what you ask of me in my life? So this is the thing, to look at our lives, and Lent is coming up as a great opportunity for us to do that, to look at our lives spiritually. You know, what's my plan? What's my spiritual plan in growth? You know, we have plans for other things. What about my spiritual life? What are my plans for that? There's many opportunities. You know, there's opportunities here in the parish, other parishes, opportunities where we can listen to things on, you know, from the internet, books to read, prayers that we can say, certainly, things that we're not, you know, things of omission, things that we should be doing and we're not, to look at those things in our lives. Say, hey, Lord, help me really, really to grow spiritually. You know, and sometimes it can be really hard. It's like, well, I don't feel like going to church on Sunday, or I don't feel like going to confession on a regular basis, or, you know, maybe we have the opportunity to go to an extra Mass during the week, and it's like, well, I really don't feel like it. Or I don't feel like, you know, learning about my faith, or I don't feel like this. A lot of things, it's just like, sometimes we just have to say, you know, I want to do it. But then it can even be hard to do that. So St. Paul actually gives us a clue. If you continue to read his letter to the Philippians, he then says to them, he says, for God and his good purpose works in you both to have you desire and to work. So it's really God who's giving us the desire to grow in our faith and then the will to do it. So that's why what we have to do is we got to pray, you know, especially when we're struggling. It's like, and having a difficult time. It's like, Lord, help me to have a greater desire. We pray for that. And we pray to help us to do it. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. We have the desire. But then our will is just like, I'm just having a hard time. So we pray and ask the Lord, help us. Help us to do those things that you call me to. And then not to get frustrated or discouraged. Now, that can be the work of the devil. It's just like, it still might be a struggle. You know, when we're praying, we lose focus or other things. To really just persevere in what God has for us, what he's guiding us in, what he's asking us to do. Persevere. Not get discouraged. Sometimes, you know, have patience with ourselves, you know. Again, becoming a saint, and we're all called to be saints, doesn't just happen overnight. It's a gradual process. So that's what we want to do. We want to have a persistency. We want to have patience with ourselves, patience with God. You know, oh, I want this, or Lord, why don't you change me? It's just like Lord says, okay, you need to go at this, and maybe it's a little slower. That's okay. So to have persistence, to, you know, hold ourselves accountable, to challenge ourselves. You know, it's just like, that's a good thing. You know, it's just like, hey, I'm gonna do something during Lent, and maybe, you know, after Lent gets over, I'm just gonna continue doing that. That's a good way to do it, you know. And then, you know, God calls us to various things, and St. Paul then continues. He says, in everything, Don't grumble or a question. So this is the thing, you know, there's things that we do in our spiritual life that we can maybe grumble about. So look at that. You know, if we're grumbling, it's just like, okay, maybe we shouldn't. Or, you know, question the Lord in our lives. You know, if, Lord, you really want me to do this? Well, if it's something that's going to help us spiritually, it probably is the Lord telling us, yeah, go ahead and do that. So again, we're called to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, really to ask the Lord to help us, you know, if we're slothful, if we have any spiritual laziness, help us, Lord, just to give us the desire and the will to follow you more closely in our lives, to grow spiritually in your love.